So I'm kind of curious. I'll make a couple of statements. Tell me if you agree or not. I think you're going to agree that in a situation of a patient progressing on an EGFR TKI, regardless of whether they've responded or not, although maybe I'd be curious to know what you think about somebody who progresses right through it. But in general, T790 testing, standard of care?
Completely.
What about the rare patient?
I should say that my practice now, that I maybe we were going to get to this later, I generally, when patients have a fairly indolent progression, which is often the T790M clinical pattern, my approach has generally been to offer the liquid biopsy and schedule the patient back in 2 weeks, because I usually have a response, almost certainly a response by then. If it's negative, then at that point I schedule a biopsy if it's at all feasible. I think that it's a situation where we can trust a positive liquid biopsy result, but a negative result, especially when we don't even have the EGFR initial mutation seen on the liquid biopsy, kind of meaning the uptake wasn't good enough, I really think this patient would warrant a physical biopsy as well. For patients who are progressing a little faster, it doesn't mean it isn't T790M, but then I kind of move with a little more speed. So I might do the liquid biopsy and schedule the biopsy in the same week, two shots on goal. Within a week or two, I have both results back, and I don't run into the issue of discordance or negative results in a patient who needs to change therapy more rapidly.
In a patient who's clinically stable, you see any rationale for looking for T790 earlier? I'm not even sure what data we have about when T790 occurs and how long is it from the time you can detect it to the time you have clinical progression. What about that sort of preclinical progression space?
I think it's fascinating because we know that this evolution is part of what we're addressing. But I think in the actual clinical practice, I really would push against the idea of checking T790M on a regular basis. I really wait for some kind of clinical progression.